We're talking with Lance Lundeen today, 2024 graduate of Boyd High School. Lance, what's going on this summer?
Nothing.
Lance, you recently committed to Mount Home, Arkansas. You're going to attend Arkansas State Mountain Home, but play a little baseball. You spent some time last fall out at Rangeley, Colorado, about a 10 and a half hour drive, even past the mountains in Colorado, and got limited time out there and saw some really good players, good competition out there. Talk about your time last fall out at Rangeley, Colorado.
The coach out there, their recruiting coordinator, found me on Twitter, and I went out there and, I mean, did what I could to play, and I pitched in 2-3 games, and then I also played outfield out there, and then I my grades kind of fell because of homesickness, and I just
decided to make a change in life. Came home and looked at another college. So, well, Lance, yeah. That's not uncommon in the junior college. For every player that they recruit, pitching and infield, outfield, they usually recruit 3 or 4. And you found out that it's a little tough out there at the community college level, as it is in any sport. But baseball seems to be one of the sports that colleges are always looking to over-recruit because of the use of pitchers and batting order and that stuff. You saw some awfully good players out there at Colorado Northwestern from Colorado and Utah, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, Lance, you came home and helping on the family farm this year, playing a little Legion ball. Before we talk about your high school career and your Legion career, talk a little bit about Pee Wee baseball and K-18 and kind of some of the positions that you played and where your love of baseball truly came from.
The love of baseball that truly came from was mostly my uncle and some pro players like Eric Hosmer and Alex Gordon. And then Pee Wee's mostly was good. We started a spring team with all my classmates, and it was the Bombers, which is still going today, I think. And then Brent Schroeder was my head coach there, and my dad was the assistant. And then Pee Wee's was just Brent and then a couple other coaches, because Pee Wee's is like a draft and they draft players. And then K-18 was also Brent and my dad. And then I got up to Legion with Kevin Moroses, and that's really when I started wanting to go play college baseball. And he was always behind and always told me that I had it and I could do it. And yeah.
Well, Lance, tell us about some of your favorite positions and how you have improved through Pee Wee, through K-18, high school. Probably what's your most favorite position that you could play day to day if the opportunity is given this fall?
Mostly outfield, but I can also play first base and I can pitch, but outfield's my favorite position.
Yep. Do you prefer left, center, or right?
Center field.
Yep. So you got a little bit of speed and a great arm. So what's the most exciting thing about being out in center field and running down a line drive that bounces in there for a hit and then picking off somebody at second, or catching a sacrifice fly and then gunning somebody down at the plate?
It's probably just commanding the outfield and just being able to really run anything down I can.
Well, Lance, when you're pitching, it's you against the batter, and the only people really watching are the catcher and the umpire, and obviously that's called the battery, the pitcher and the catcher. Just talk about staring the batter down, and before you release the pitch, obviously you get the call from the catcher, but what has to go through a pitcher's mind to, one, be accurate, and two, have control to help your team keep the other team from getting on base?
Probably just trying for contact. Like most pitchers, they want to try and get strikeouts, but I mostly just want to get ground balls or weak pop flies and just use my defense.
Well, Lance, what's your favorite pitch that you throw? You could throw day in, day out, and throw strikes or make contact with the batter.
My changeup.
Yep. How does so tell us about it. It's a full count. You're going to throw a change up and runner at first base, and you're leading 3-2 in the game. Bottom of the seventh, runner at first base, and full count, and you're going to throw that change up. Just kind of talk about, what you're looking at that base runner there, looking at the batter, what goes through your mind to try to finish out that game leading 3-2 with a runner at first base and a very good hitter at the plate.
I probably will not even pay attention with to the runner with two outs, and I'll probably try to throw that changeup down and away because it will drop out of the zone if I throw it right.
Yep, very good. So, going back to your high school Legion days, you said Kevin Morozis was a big factor in playing baseball. You had a very good team your junior year, and then senior year lost a lot of good players, and had Marysville on the ropes your senior year, and then gave up a bunch of ro a rule a run, sorry, and ended up losing that, getting knocked out in the regional. But just looking back at your high school days and even your Legion days with Kevin Morozis, what was the some of the most memorable things that have happened to you during that time?
Probably Legion State or my junior year where I got all league first team and then also all state honorable mention.
Very good. So I know you and your family have been looking for a place to play baseball, and we've talked at K18 games in Lincoln, Lucas, and Beloit, and just really couldn't find a home. And then things started to roll this week with Arkansas State Mountain Home, a junior college in Mountain Home, Arkansas, which is in the southern part of the Ozark Mountains and just south of Missouri. So you talk about the coach that Arkansas State played with, Beloit native Bo Biemeyer at Washburn, and then tell us about what went down on your recruiting trip yesterday at Mountain Home, and how great you and your parents felt about Arkansas State.
I think it's a good little town just to get out of like the area. And then the coach was nice, Landon Hay. It's his first year on the pro, or yeah, his first year leading this program. And he it's
So when do you have to go down there then to report?
August 5th. I got a report August 13th,
So
and then
when you were down there yesterday, you got to meet the coach, and did you get to meet a few of the players and look at the,
no, just the coach.
yep, and that was he said, "We want you, we need you," and what's he gonna, what do they want to use you as far as pitcher, outfielder, both, or what did you guys talk about?
Mostly pitcher and then a chance to play outfield.
Outstanding. That's about a 7-hour drive versus 10 and a half to Rangeley, Colorado. So I did see on their schedule that they played Labette County College, which is in Kansas, and in Kansas City Community College. And as I told you, they played college D1 College World Series team Murray State this year and only lost 9-3. So that would be exciting to play a Murray State team that just made the College World Series, and looked like they play a lot of Arkansas, Missouri, and Texas teams. So the schedule and probably a lot of travel, but considering you've already been 10 and a half hours to Rangeley, Colorado, and 7 and a half to Mountain Home, Arkansas, is not going to be a whole lot different. But exciting for you and your family. We're very proud of you. And kind of tell us about why you really like baseball and how much you want to continue to play as long as you can.
I really like baseball just because it makes me feel like a kid still, and it's just fun for me to play.
Well, Lance, that's gotta be a big relief to getting it off your chest that you found a home and you get to go continue your dreams, and then you can always come back and help your dad and on the farm, but you only get a few years to go out and play collegiate athletics, and your dream's always to play baseball, and we congratulate you and look forward to following you this fall and appreciate you coming on KDNS 94.1 and telling us about your baseball career, your story, and your dreams. And we will certainly watch this fall to see what you're doing. Stay in contact, and we wish you the best of luck. And go down there and strike as many as you can out and own that outfield.
Thank you.